Welcome to chapel this morning. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Doing good? Yeah? All right, so this song has really been laid on my heart lately, so I thought that we all could worship with it together. I think this song is really cool, and Brian brought up this subject this morning, that no matter what recognition we get or what awards we get, we can always turn around and give the praise back to God, and I think that's really important to remember. And there's one line in the song that says, "Your will above all else, but my purpose remains." And I think that is such a powerful thing because God's will, it overrides everything, but still he has a purpose for us. A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all
Well, thank you, Abby Cable. That was a really good way to start off our gathering here as we come together for our Fall Student Recognition Chapel. And as we get prepared for those who are assembling behind me to recognize many of you who have done wonderful things already this semester, I want to begin first with an announcement. You're probably aware that I don't often wear ties, but today I'm wearing a special tie. I think it's pink. My awareness of color is not always the greatest, but this pink tie today is worn especially to recognize the passing of one of our lead custodians, Pam Arbogast, And we'll be having a memorial service here this evening at 7 p.m. And we invite you to come. And Pam really wanted us to celebrate. And particularly, she asked that as many as possible wear pink in this memorial service. So I have my pink tie ready. Many of you can find pink somewhere in your wardrobe if you're able to make it this evening. We invite you to that campus gathering. For many of you who knew Pam, and she served us well in the University Commons and was a wonderful colleague and was very caring of students as well as this place and taking care of this place. So we want to recognize her in the memorial service this evening. Today, we're here because it's important for us to recognize the accomplishments of our students. And we realize we're not going to recognize everyone who has done important aspects this semester, but we'd like to do so. And we'd like to do it in light of some scripture here that points out that being aware of our reputation, or what may be termed our own personal brand, is something that we are developing right now. And that reputation will go with us, and you are creating your own brand for who people know you as. And I think this branding language is kind of new for many of us, but we've heard that particularly from Jennifer Littweller in Career Services, who recognizes the importance of each person thinking about our reputation. But it's not really a new idea. It's actually part of the oldest book in the New Testament, and that is the book of Job. So I'm going to read to you from the book of Job as an introduction. Job chapter 29, verses 7 through 20. And I'm reading from the Message. This is a description of Job, self-description. When I walked downtown and sat with my friends in the public square, young and old greeted me with respect. I was honored by everyone in town. When I spoke, everyone listened. They hung on my every word. People who knew me spoke well of me. My reputation went ahead of me. I was known for helping people in trouble and standing up for those who were down on their luck. The dying blessed me, and the bereaved were cheered by my visits. All my dealings with people were good. I was known for being fair to everyone I met. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame, father to the needy and champion of abused aliens. I grabbed street thieves by the scruff of the neck and made them give back what they'd stolen. I thought, I'll die peacefully in my own bed, grateful for a long and full life, a life deep-rooted and well-watered, a life limber and dew-fresh, my soul suffused with glory and my body robust until the day I die. Men and women listened when I spoke, hung expectantly on my every word. After I spoke, they'd be quiet, taking it all in. They welcomed my counsel like spring rain, drinking it all in. When I smiled at them, they could hardly believe it. Their faces lit up. Their troubles took wing. I was their leader, establishing the mood and setting the pace by which they lived. Where I led, they followed. How many of us would like to be able to say all that? Well, I think it's significant that those who are being recognized here this morning are beginning to build their brand and their recognition and their reputation. And every single one of us carries with us a reputation that we can begin now to make better each day. And we look forward to hearing from each of the presenters, and they'll go in the order that they're listed in the program and introduce themselves, and then we'll wrap up after we've gone through each of the presenters. And those of you who are called to come forward, we ask that you come forward early as they're announcing so that there's not a lot of wait if you're being called forward. Thank you.
I'd like to ask Chris Parks, Rochelle Kratz, and Sarah Caitlin Newbert to come forward. We had a late rehearsal last night, so they may not be here. Hey, Rochelle, you got up. I'm Heidi Winters-Vogel from the theater department, and On the Verge was our main stage fall production. Rochelle was nominated for stage management, and Chris and Sarah Caitlin were nominated for acting. All three of them will be competing at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival in January at Westchester University.
Well, I'm Hannah Tissue, and this is Caleb Martin, and we are co-presidents of the Student Nursing Association. And we wanted to present three awards today to our fellow peers. And the first one is for exemplifying leadership in and outside of the classroom, and that goes to Lee Arbaugh. So if she could come up here, please.
And the second student that was chosen was based on the criteria of exemplifying the sacred covenant inside and outside of the clinical workplace, and that was Artie Hermawan.
And then the third one is striving for academic excellence, which goes to Renee Simmers. So if you could come up here, too.
Katrina and Michael, please join us. Each day, 22 veterans take their own life, an epidemic rarely mentioned. Michael McAndrew and Katrina Gaiman sought to change this silence by hanging 22 dog tags on a centrally located tree on the EMU campus each day in the month of November. Each day at noon, faculty, staff, and students participated in a ritual of hanging these dog tags, which concludes with a time of silence and remembrance of these veterans. Daryl Byler, Executive Director of the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding writes, Katrina and Michael have offered a profound gift to the EMU campus through the Silent Witness November Remembrance Project. They have creatively used the visual arts to help us understand the heart-rending issue of veteran suicide in the United States. Their consistent act of gathering each day at noon to hang 22 dog tags and observe a moment of silence is a powerful reminder that peacebuilding is about the consistent day-to-day commitments we make. We are proud to have Michael and Katrina as students at EMU and CJP.
We have the privilege of working with wonderful people at the IEP, and we would like to recognize the entire IEP community. However, there are two students in the level 6 who have taken on studies, community service, and tasks at a level that is above and beyond the call of duty. And we would like to present these students with a certificate indicating our appreciation. They are Mashari Fahad A. Alhamdani, Mashari is from Saudi Arabia. Mashari is married to Alanud Al-Harbi, who is also a student at IEP. After completing IEP, Mashari plans to study at JMU. Mashari is a consistently serious student and is truly interested in learning. He is very polite and very conscious of how his words can affect other people. He is a wonderful model of a true gentleman and a mentor for our younger students. Sim Dlova is from South Africa. There she comes. After completing IEP, she, along with her daughter Asiko, will move to Goshen, Indiana, where she will pursue a bachelor's degree with hopes of eventually earning a master's degree at EMU. To work at serving young women in need in South Africa. Sim is an exemplary student who knows what it takes to master academic material. Her application of both intelligence and hard work are evident in all she endeavors. She understands ironies and incongruities in various situations. Sim is a mature and poised young woman.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and first of all, I would like to give a warm, warm thank you to all of you as students, faculty, and staff who have supported the athletic programs in the fall and as we move into the winter. Your presence and your excitement, your conversations with the student athletes throughout the day are a great encouragement to them. I'd also like to thank all of the athletes for their commitment to excellence as they've tried to balance schoolwork and athletics, for the representation that they are, along with the coaches of EMU, on the road and on the field. And it is an opportunity we cherish humbly, but hold on to bring life and spirit and energy to the campus, and we thank you for your participation with that. Certainly all of the student athletes have given their best, but we know that there are awards that are given out, and this morning I'd like to recognize those persons who have received either awards at our conference level, which is Old Dominion Athletic Conference, better known as ODAC, the NCAA region, which we are part of the South and Southeast region in most sports, and then also at the national level. And last spring, we developed a new award that we give out each week, and that is to our Student Athlete of the Week, and they will be recognized. As I call their name, I will invite them to come to the front and stand on the risers here in front, and as they come, I will introduce or name the award that they receive. First of all, from men's, and please hold your applause till they're all in front. From men's cross country, Ryan Gaiman was ODAC Athlete of the Week 2 times, was Royals Athlete of the Week 1 once, was all ODAC second team, and also all Southeast region team. Jacob Landis from men's cross country was also a member of the all Southeast region team. In field hockey, Janessa Durstein, ODAC third team, Bethany Hench, ODAC second team, and Mandy Stowers, ODAC first team. And Camille Williams was the Royals Athlete of the Week 1 time. In men's soccer, Chris Downs, ODAC first team, Brendan Jeske was the Royals Athlete of the Week, Mark Mast was Royals Athlete of the Week, September 2 to 8, and on the all ODAC third team was Christian Ryan. In women's cross country, Hannah Chapel Dick, ODAC first team, all region team, Royals Athlete of the Week, an NCAA National Championship qualifier and participant. Katie Ekman, ODAC second team. Lene Kreider, ODAC second team, Royals Athlete of the Week, and also all South Southeast region team. And Jolie Payden, all ODAC second team. In women's soccer, Erica Detweiler, the Sports Information Director's academic all district team. Morgan Hill was Royals Athlete of the Week in October. Nora Osei, ODAC Player of the Week, Royals Athlete of the Week, and all ODAC second team. In women's volleyball, McKenna Carter was Royals Athlete of the Week. Jess Gertzen was also Athlete of the Week, but she is doing a practicum this morning. Katie Miller was Royals Athlete of the Week. In men's golf, Zach Bowles was a Royals Athlete of the Week, October 14 to 20. And just recently, our most recent awardee of the Royals Athlete of the Week is David Falk from the men's basketball team. Once again, there are many awards that are given out in a variety of ways. We don't have all the certificates to hand to them at this point as the ODAC teams come out later. I want to thank you again for all the support you give to these as these represent the best of who we are in the athletic program. Please join me in congratulating them on their awards.
Thank you. My name is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky. I'm the Director of Student Programs and Orientation here at EMU, and I would like to invite Bethany Kraus, Kara Meyer, Kate Sturry, and Natalia Durstein forward if they are here this morning. My colleague, Phil Thiessen, and I were both new this fall, and so we were heavily reliant on our student leaders to train us. And these young women were key for us in having a successful beginning of our time in student programs. Bethany Kraus was our products and marketing manager this semester. Bethany has managed to keep your supply of caffeine flowing through the biggest increase in business in Common Ground's history. This semester, as Common Ground's business doubled, Bethany doubled her runs to Costco and Redfront. This increase in business has meant not only an increase in supply procurement, but also a need to increase our storage of product. Bethany has spent a lot of time this semester reorganizing our supply room for increased storage and spearheaded the effort to acquire a new large capacity industrial refrigerator, replacing the original small capacity residential refrigerator that our coffee shop has had since opening 10 years ago. Bethany has handled all that she has had to manage with a calm, efficient, can-do attitude. Bethany, we couldn't have managed this semester without you. Kara Myers, who is not with us this morning, was our events manager. As events manager this semester, Kara was the accommodating host to 60-plus events at Common Grounds. Making those events happen required writing countless emails, juggling schedules, setting up and taking down chairs, sometimes multiple times a day, setting up and running sound, light, and tech, and generally making sure that all of the events went smoothly. Kara is an organized person who is able to manage a lot of detail and relate to customers and performers in a calm, compassionate, professional way. Thank you, Kara. In absentia. Kate Sturry is our outgoing catering manager for three semesters. Kate has worn a path to Costco and set up many bowls of cream puffs over the past three semesters. She is the queen of coffee grinding and delivery for many departments on campus. She has redone our catering menu and provided service to events from 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings to 11 p.m. on Friday nights. This past semester, Kate took on several special projects, including making a successful pitch to SGA for the funding needed to purchase our brand new industrial refrigerator and a high-efficiency dishwasher, as well as taking leadership of the Common Ground's 10-year anniversary celebration over homecoming weekend. Kate's professionalism and attention to detail has taken her area of our business to the next level. Kate, you will be missed, but you've made your mark. Thanks. Natalia Durstein, CAC president for one semester and CAC for 1 year. Natalia has served as CAC president this semester in a steady, level-headed way during a semester when both Phil and I were new to our positions. Natalia took the lead during our fall CAC planning retreat, guiding our discussions and planning and serving as an invaluable student leader during the fall 2013 new student orientation. Throughout the semester, she has convened our weekly staff meetings, worked with publicity for, and has been involved in a behind-the-scenes way with many of the successful CAC events. Natalia, we appreciate your work with CAC for the past year, and especially as president this semester.
I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, but now I'm here in my capacity as advisor for SGA. And I'd also like Amy Springer and Vi Dutcher to come forward. Amy is the administrative representative, and Vi Dutcher the faculty rep. And Amy will distribute, they will be distributing the certificates of appreciation for the members of student government who are outgoing from their roles because of cross-cultural. But before I introduce those who are leaving, I want to call attention to the accomplishments of this group, because they are group accomplishments as opposed to simply individual accomplishments. The SGA is responsible for the money that you give as students each semester. The student activities fee of $70 that you give is what the SGA allocates. No one person does that. They do that as a group and vote on all of it, and they allocate over $100,000 each year to clubs and organizations and to worthy causes, as you've heard already. Some of the things that they've done this year, and I'd like those who are senators who are here to stand and be recognized in your places as I read these accomplishments. SGA senators and exec, if you would stand where you are to be recognized. I'll read off some of the accomplishments. They decided as a group to revive the Shen, because at the beginning of the school year, they recognized that the campus yearbook was without an advisor, there were no student editors, and there was not a clear plan. So they decided that it was in the best interest of students and the university to look forward to a yearbook beyond the 67th edition and keep the tradition alive with a 68th edition. They funded a contract with Balfour Publications in order to improve the quality of the book. They hired, identified a potential Shen advisor, and officially we offered to Mary Strickler, who has been at Harrisburg High School and the advisor there for over 30 years, producing award-winning yearbooks. And they think it's very important to document the history of EMU in this way, something that many as seniors will appreciate, if not immediately, 5 years, 10 years, 20, and even 50 years later, as they come back and look at their picture in the Shen. So this next year, all seniors will receive a free Shen from your student fees, and underclassmen can order at a deep discount of approximately 50%. In addition, they've worked diligently to make sure that money that was allocated was put to good use in providing lights for nighttime play on the sand volleyball courts in front of Roselawn, and physical plant staff has been putting those lights into place. And once things warm up, you all get to enjoy the outdoor lighting and that event. They also, as you heard, heard pitches from a lot of different clubs and organizations, but one that stood out this year was the pitch from Common Grounds needing a commercial quality dishwasher so that they would not have to be the only place on campus that used harsh chemicals in order to wash dishes up to the standard of cleanliness required. And so to avoid those harsh chemicals, we now have a commercial quality dishwasher. And to keep Bethany from having to make so many runs for milk and keep all that milk available for all your favorite milkshakes and other beverages, we now have a commercial type of fridge that will take care of that. So those are being put to good use. So thank you to all of our senators. Give them a hand. This has been an accomplishment for all. Our SGA executive members who are exiting at the end of this semester are Andrew Penner, co-president, and that was already planned. He will be replaced by Carissa Harnish, who is returning from cross-cultural, and she will take over as co-president. So Andrew Penner, we recognize for his service as co-president this semester, and Kate Swartz, secretary. And here I have a plea to all of you sitting here. If you would like to potentially be secretary, you're invited to sign a petition and run next semester to be able to serve in that important role. And you can read all of Kate's wonderful accounts of the meetings that you are invited to come to in case you can't make those meetings. We'd also like to invite the two senators who are leaving, Camille Williams and Lisa Lavoriel, to be recognized. They will also be going on cross-cultural. They'll be replaced by new candidates in a general election at the start of next semester. And if you know you'd like to serve and be on this exciting SGA, then plan now to pick up a petition from one of the executive members or from the SGA senators during office hours held at the office in the west entrance to the University Commons near the Royals Den snack shop. So I want to thank you all for coming today, and let's give a hand to our outgoing senators and to those who have served. And now, before we all leave today, let's all take a moment to bow together in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for each student who has been recognized today for their accomplishments. We ask your blessing upon them, and we pray that everyone who is here will feel inspired to use their God-given gifts to honor and glorify you. All this we pray in the name of the one who loves us and lived as an example for us, your Son, Jesus. Amen. Go in peace and celebrate the rest of the day.